Hello, WMUC. This is WMUC 90.5 FM. You are here with Daphna and...
and Mr. Jacob Pincus.
Everybody say welcome, Mr. Jacob Pincus. Woo! This is my first semester on FM, so it's very exciting. And there will likely be technical difficulties as I log in to my Spotify. So it's another semester of Mirror in the Sky with me, your host, DJ Daphna. And today we have a show that is based on the cold weather a little bit, but like not so much. It was kind of just based on what I've been listening to this month. And we have a special guest with us, so we're going to be chatting and having a good time. So please enjoy. Jacob, is there anything you'd like to say before we start the show?
It's a wonderful honor to be here. Much mazel tov on her last semester in college.
We will be doing a mukbang as well. We have some za'atar fries. And if we get real close to the mic, comment down below if you want us...
I don't think you're supposed to say that.
Comment down below if you want us to eat really close to the mic. Let us know. So, anyways, we're going to start the show now. First, we have Sibo Mato with Stone. I've been loving this song. If you are a Daphnak fan on Instagram, you heard it on my story just moments ago. So, lucky for you, I'm here to play it. And they are a Japanese band based in New York with an Italian name. So that's fun and worldly. So we're going to start off with that. And then we'll do some Flaming Lips and Jesus and Mary Chain. And then some Leonard Cohen, who I just can't get enough of. So please enjoy.
Umbrella to cover her sad. make your toast, but she don't use butter, and she don't use cheese, she don't use jelly. We'll be right back.
We're back. Thank you for joining us. We did forget the ad, so we'll play that after we speak for a little. But that was Jesus and Mary Chain and Mazzy's Star with Sometimes Always. Found that on an Instagram post about 3 days ago, as well as the Flaming Lips song, which my mom knew. Shout out my mom. Jacob, how are you liking the music today?
It's so beautiful. Daphna, I have a question as the DJ here. How would you describe your music taste?
Well, Jacob, I'm glad you asked. I think my music taste is drum and bass and really upbeat. It gets the people jumping, gets them out of their seat. And that's really what I aim to do with this show. But, well, if we're talking about the show's music taste, it varies with the weather, it varies with the seasons, as we all do. So the music played today is an eclectic taste of everything we'll get into on this last semester. It's got soft, drumless folk. And it has some upbeat, but also mellow tunes.
Right.
I would say the theme throughout my life is mellow. And that reflects in the music I listen to and play for all of you. How would you describe your music taste, Jacob?
How would I describe my music taste? Well, I told somebody the other day that I listen to weird rock music and dance pop music. So I like the electronic dance music, and I like the crazy whiny men with lots of instruments. That's kind of what I mostly listen to, and then a lot of R&B.
But this show is run by a woman, so we won't be listening to any of that. We're gonna listen to soft. We're listening to soft.
Okay, women, you hear that? Women are
women music only on Mirror in the Sky with DJ Daphna and special guest Jacob Pincus.
We're playing Pink Pantherist next.
No, we're not, but first we have a PSA for you. Love you so much.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Thank you.
But you never were contented.
Okay, we're back. Thank you for listening to Girls FM by Happy Birthday. Shout out my friend Nell for showing me that album. Love it. Before that was The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, Contender. They're like a, I guess, 2008 recession indie sleaze pop. And before that was Leonard Cohen, True Love Leaves No Traces. And before that was the Jesus and Mary Chain with Mazzy Star, Sometimes, Always. And before that was She Doesn't Use Jelly by The Flaming Lips, and then Stone by Sibo Mato. Now we are back with Jacob and me, Daphna. And Jacob doesn't go to USC. So I'm going to ask him if he has any questions about UMD.
It's true. I don't go to USC or UMD. So oh. I didn't go to USC.
True.
But I did go to USC at one point, but I'm a quitter. I didn't make it the whole time. But an important part of my college experience and that of my peers is navigating this big college campus and finding a place. It may take a year or two or three to really find a place you're comfortable using the bathroom in silence and peace. And Dolph, I'm just curious, where on the UMD campus do you find it to be most relaxing to use the bathroom?
Well, this does bring up an interesting point, because there are some buildings on campus that do not have any female restrooms. So we need to talk about that.
All right, canceled. UMD might be canceled.
UMD might be canceled on their own broadcast. So that's a big problem. But I would say my favorite bathroom on campus is...
Take notes, kids. It's only being said once.
I can't remember the name of the building, but I had a class there like 2 years ago. And there was like a one-person gender-neutral bathroom right next to my classroom where if anyone took Chinese philosophy, it was in that building. I can't remember which one it is, but that's my favorite. Also underrated is upstairs in Jimenez. Don't sleep. I know it looks dirty, but it's not. It's actually, it's pretty private. Not everyone goes up there. It's where the Spanish, whatever it's called is, you know, department. That's the word the Spanish department is. That is a pleasant bathroom as well. Thank you for the meaningful question. No more from him.
You know, please, sorry, if you know mind. One of us, please text us your favorite bathroom on your college campus.
Comment
which
down
college
below
campus
your
that
favorite
is,
college campus bathroom.
Is, what the name of the building is, and we're going to air them all of everyone's favorite college bathrooms on this radio station in between songs. So just hit us up. I'm not going to put out our phone numbers, but if you know one of us, text us, and we'll air out your... I can't say a swear word. We're on FM.
But, yeah. Thank you, Jacob, for the questions. No more from him, though.
Sorry.
Beginning. could be an understatement. Oh, now I hope that I have paid the cost. Too little, they go on by now. Call on you, cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. And now I won't do that without entertaining another thought. Out on the ocean surf, I'll have to pull myself together. Now it's harder, I'm not on my turf. It's me and those big old waves rolling in. Cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. And now I wanna do that without entertaining another thought. It's so unfinished, our love affair. A voice in me is telling me to run away. I hope your feelings isn't diminished. I hope you need someone in your life, someone like me. Cause I'm so busy thinking about kissing you. And now I wanna do that without entertaining another thought. So busy thinking about kissing you. And now I wanna do that without entertaining another thought.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. That was My Rival by Alex Chilton. Iconic, punky, sort of generally angry, confused, mentally ill kind of artist. Before that was Arthur Russell's A Little Lost, one of our favorites. And before that was The Moles, Bury Me Happy. Don't know much about them. Found it off of a controversial figure on Instagram. That will be a theme. I find a lot of music on Instagram. And then before that was Julie Cruz's I Remember. I don't know where she came from. I'm listening to her a lot lately. Really floaty, ambient, lovely music with like interspersed, like loud kabooms kind of, which I really enjoy. And then before that was School Fair with Nissan Sentra. I think they're I believe they're Glasgow. I might be wrong, but they're like a Irish / Scottish, or maybe they're even from the UK. I don't know, one of them. and
they're not from here.
They're not from here. They're from across the pond. And they, for some reason, are finding a lot of fame in the New York underground scene. But they're cool and they have a funny accent, so I recommend. And I'm back with Jacob. And what do you want to talk about
Thank
now?
Thank you for asking my favorite bathroom on my college campus that I write so hard for. I love USC. I love everything about University of Southern California. And one of my favorite things about the University of Southern California experience was the bathroom outside of the Carson Television Center, which is actually where I used to work, not doing TV, but actually being an audio technical staff for the pop music division. And right on the outside is like this sort of like outdoor sort of bathroom, but nobody knows about it. It's sort of hidden. Great time. Lots of great memories in there.
Drop a comment if you care.
Wow. Okay. So just trying to carry this radio show.
The floor is yours.
You know, I love Arthur Russell. He often did put me on to Arthur Russell. But I kind of love this comment about how you're finding all this music on Instagram, because thank you for taking your time from scrolling from Instagram
to share,
to listening to this, which is another version.
Yes, I want to thank you people for being online and listening in, probably while you're scrolling on Instagram. It is really important that we maximize how much media we consume as a collective. That will make us smarter. And it will help us progress faster. Our brains are getting bigger and other things like that. So keep learning and growing and getting smarter and taller and hotter, just like me on my show.
She's so tall.
Next up, we have the American Analog Set, a classic at college radio with Come Home, Baby Julie. And then we have Granddaddy, who I was lucky enough to see last semester. Jacob put me on.
That's true, I did.
And I loved them so much. And they performed the entirety of Software Slump and then came out for a second set and then a third encore. And it was incredible. And then we have some Elliott Smith, some Bobby Wright, who is an old country singer. turned actor who never really saw much fame but made lovely songs. And if we have some time, we'll listen to Land of the Loops, Growing Concern. Thanks for sticking around. Maybe I'll talk more. Who can really say?
Thank you.
I'm back. To be sincere, before our final song, I owe Jacob an apology. While he takes my hand, I'm going to apologize for saying, who cares about the USC bathrooms? I care about the USC bathrooms. My name is Daphna Kutleroff.
I'm Jacob Inkes.
And together we care about what bathrooms you choose to go on campus, at your respective college campus. I love you all deeply and truly, and I hope that your trudge through the snow home or to class is pleasant. You don't fall. Maybe it provides a nice cushion if you do fall. I hope you shoveled out your car if you have a car. I hope you bought a bike if that's what you're into. And I hope that you had fun in this last hour. Our last song is Elliot Smith in The Lost and Found. Jacob, any last words?
F ice.
True.
I can't use the whole thing on public radio.
True. F ice. That was going to be my last song. Maybe I'll play that instead. Okay, this is my F ice song.
Free Palestine.
Free Palestine.
This world need not hurt no more. Sorry world, even though I love you so, there is no for the blood of American have scandalized our name. No word, don't you sit and cry.
with no